CLTV's afternoon edition with Tiki Julius. Here are our top stories. President Paul Biya has saluted Cameroonians and a cross-section of government and political authorities for the colour and fanfare that characterised yesterday's celebration of the unitary state. Iranians have begun 3 days of funeral rites in honour of the country's president, Ebrahim Raisi, and his foreign minister, Hussein Ami, killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday. In sports, 5 Central African countries are presently competing at the 2024 International Handball Federation Challenge Trophy in Yaoundé. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzaka. Cameroonians are back to work after yesterday's heavily attended ceremonies to mark the 52nd edition of their National Day in the 58 divisions of the country. The event in the nation's capital, Yaoundé, was marked by a heavily attended ceremony at the 20th May Boulevard, chaired by Cameroon's President Paul Biya in the presence of his wife Chantal Biya, senior administrative, legislative and judicial authorities, the clergy and religious dignitaries. The parade witnessed the participation of defense and security forces and invited troops from the neighboring Equatorial Guinea. Political parties, including the governing CPDM, the NUDP, the NADP, CDU and the SDF, were also present. A banquet with over 12,000 Cameroonians of all social strata crowned the National Day celebrations, which offered an occasion for the presidential couple to commune with their fellow compatriots and to renew their collective commitments to peace and national concord. The Equatorial Guinean vice minister of national defense has saluted the professionalism with which Cameroon organized its National Day parade in the capital, Yaoundé. Major General Candido Congo Engono Nchama was received in audience today by the minister delegate at the Presidency of the Republic in charge of defense, Joseph Beti Asomo, at the end of his 4-day visit to the country. The high point of the visit was the participation of the detachment of the Equatorial Guinean Army in the 20th May parade in Yaoundé. Minister Joseph Beti Asomo transmitted a message of fraternity, gratitude and goodwill from President Paul Biya to President Teodoro Obiang-Nguema Mbasogo while appreciating fruitful military cooperation ties between the two neighboring states. The population of the East region has been encouraged to make blood donation a regular practice and save the lives of people in need. The Deputy General Manager of the National Blood Transfusion Program, Maina Julde Emmanuel, made the appeal while on a recent visit to the East region. The visit was part of efforts to encourage Cameroonians to donate blood and reduce the 600,000 pints deficit in both private and government hospitals. The National Blood Transfusion Program was created by the President of the Republic to help meet blood needs in the country. Out of Cameroon, an official funeral for Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi and his Foreign Minister Hossein Ami Abdullahian is underway in the city Tabriz, East Azerbaijan. The two Iran's most influential figures were killed in a helicopter crash on Sunday while flying back to the capital Tehran after inaugurating a dam. The funeral procession, which began this morning in Tabriz, will continue to the holy city of Qom, but the remains will remain in the capital until tomorrow. A court in Greece has abandoned the trial of 9 Egyptian men accused of causing the biggest migrant ship wreck in the Mediterranean Sea for a decade. The judges in the southern port city of Kalamata ruled they did not have jurisdiction to hear the case on the grounds the vessel sank in international waters. And now sports. 20 clubs have already qualified for the round of 16 of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. Among them are 8 regional outfits, 5 Elite 2 clubs and 7 Elite 1 teams. The biggest surprise of the competition so far is the elimination of seven-times Cup of Cameroon winners Coton Sport of Garoua by a pair of Gab Ebolova, who play in the South Regional League. Two Cameroonian national handball teams begin competing today at the 2024 International Handball Federation Challenge Trophy at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. The under-18 Handball Lions are pitted against their counterparts of the Republic of Congo. At 6 p.m., the under-20 handball team of Chad will take on host Cameroon. Four Central African countries are represented in the competition that will end on May 25, 2024. That ends CRTV News Bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzuka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with the K. Julius.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. Our special slot on the news.
At the invitation of the presidential couple, over 12,000 Cameroonians of all walks of life converged on the Unity Palace last evening for a state banquet in commemoration of the country's National Day. It was a moment for Paul and Chantal Biya to commune with their fellow compatriots and to renew the collective commitment to the values of peace and national unity for the prosperity of Cameroon. Unity Palace correspondent Armin King Edward witnessed the state banquet and now reports.
The invitees began arriving at the Unity Palace as early as 4 p.m., looking radiant in their ceremonial attire. Coming from all walks of life, the young and the old, the poor and the rich, from the 10 regions of the country to join the presidential couple, Paul and Chantal Biya, for the state banquet. At about 6 p.m., shortly before the gates of the Unity Palace were closed, the banquet hall and the garden of the Unity Palace were full to capacity, and the visitors waited patiently with great excitement for the arrival of the President of the Republic and the First Lady. And while the presidential guests waited in wining and dining, the conversation centered around the overwhelming success of the National Day celebrations across the country and a sense of renewed commitment and determination demonstrated by Cameroonians to promote the values of peace, unity, national integration, social cohesion, and living together for the prosperity of their beloved country, Cameroon. And when the presidential couple finally made their entry into the banquet hall at about 7 p.m., the excitement was even greater as the visitors tussled to seize a smile and a handshake from Paul and Chantal Biya, who repeatedly defied protocol and state security to commune with their enchanting visitors. Looking strong and healthy, President Paul Biya and his spouse made the rounds of the banquet hall and the garden of the Unity Palace to recognize the presence of the visitors, and most especially to express their immense thanks and gratitude for their sense of patriotism and trust in the leadership of the country. After over 30 minutes of a perfect communion with the presidential guest, the President of the Republic and the First Lady retired to their residence with a debt of gratitude and satisfaction for a time well spent, and appointment taken for 2025, same time and same venue.
Unity Palace correspondent Armin King Edward. Equatorial Guinea's Deputy Minister of National Defense, Candido Congo Engono Chama, has hailed the discipline and rigor with which the military and civilian parade celebrating the National Day was organized. He was speaking following an audience granted him by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betia Somo. Both men highlighted the strides made by defense forces of the two countries to secure their common border. Ben Jem on the report.
It is with military honors that Major General Candido Congo Engonon Chama was welcomed at the Ministry of Defense, coming barely a day after a detachment of the Equatorial Guinean Army marched past in National Day celebrations in Yaoundé. A military parade which the visiting minister saluted as a mark of the discipline and professionalism that is typical of defense and security forces of Cameroon. An opportunity Joseph Beti Asomo used to transmit the gratitude of President Paul Biya to his Equatorial Guinean counterpart and brother, President Teodoro Obiangeman Bazogo.
Une très bonne impression, Monsieur le Président de la République du Cameroun, ses invités.
The two ministers appreciated the strides made by defense and security forces of the two countries to bar the way for all kinds of illicit trafficking and security threats along their common border at the impulse of the two heads of state. Minister Joseph Beti Asomo announced efforts made towards the imminent holding of a Cameroon-Equatorial Guinea mixed commission and a session of defense ministers of the two countries. After a close to 1 hour in-camera deliberations, Major General Engonon Chama, who was accompanied by Equatorial Guinea's ambassador to Cameroon and the country's deputy chief of staff, left the Ministry of Defense, marking the end of his four-day walking visit to Cameroon.
With that report, and following the celebration of the National Day, Cameroon's commitment to peace, unity, and social cohesion is being reaffirmed by political scientists and peace advocates across the nation. The celebration, which marked 52 years since the establishment of the unitary state, showcased the nation's resilience against division and hate speech. Hortense Angam captured the opinions of some political scholars and peace advocates on these values.
Cameroonians yesterday once again renewed their attachment to the unity of the country. This unity resists the winds of division, identity withdrawals, and hatred. A senior peace and conflict analyst, Professor Willibrod Nzengwa, says strides thoughts unity can be maintained if social justice prevails.
The greatest wish is that social justice should prevail so that every Cameroonian should have a sense of belonging in order to engage in the peace process.
Dr. Comfort Loye, a lecturer in political science and public administration at the University of Boya, stresses the importance of identifying underlying factors that threaten peace.
When we talk of underlying grievances, we should get to the root cause and target them from there. This means ensuring fair resource distribution and inclusive governance so that everyone feels represented and heard.
The double murder in Belu Boyo Division on National Day underscores that peace and unity are ongoing projects requiring continuous efforts from every Cameroonian. Professor Willibrod Nzengwa once again.
We wish peace to prevail over war. Every single Cameroonian should put his or her hands on deck to be a vector of peace.
As the nation reflects on its progress and challenges, the collective resolve to promote peace, unity, and social cohesion remains strong, embodying the spirit of National Unity Day.
Hortensia Ngam, we now move to the regions. Indian Division of the Southwest Region, the ceremony took place in an atmosphere of calm and serenity, as you tell us, Regina Ngale Ndoko.
The celebration was an opportunity for the people of Mundimba to reaffirm their commitment to collaborating with security forces to ensure that lasting peace is attainable. The military and civilian parade captivated the crowd that showed up.
Gilbert Gibai Baldena is a senior divisional officer of Indian.
The success of the parade is the result of good cooperation between the population and the forces of defense and security. It is proof that Indian Division, the synergy, army, nation is a living reality.
The celebrations in Mundimba also included the awarding of medals to meritorious workers from various sectors.
Regina Ngale, Ndoko CRTV News, Boya.
Amidst heightened tension and threats of disruption by separatist terrorists, the 52nd edition of Cameroon's National Day in Widikum Subdivision in Momo Division of the Northwest Region was a celebration like no other. As you report, Jolenta Rose Afangwi from Bamenda.
The 52nd edition of the National Day celebration in Widikum was a testament to the resilience and unity of the people. The divisional officer, Ivo Chia Mungwa, led a robust security apparatus that effectively thwarted attempts by separatists to mar the celebration as he called on them to lay down their arms and join in the spirit of unity and peace.
Our populations have come out in number because they are patriotic. They have urged me to pass on this message to their brothers who are still in the bush that the head of state's hand of peace is still outstretched, even here in Widikum, by us, for them to come back and go to DDR.
In a display of patriotism, the military and civilians participated in a march past carrying an effigy of the head of state. The national flag flew high, symbolizing hope and resilience in the face of adversity. The CPDM political party expressed strong support for President Paul Biya during the celebrations in Widikum. The Nchimi cultural dance performance and the unity mascot added to the atmosphere of togetherness, sending a message of hope and determination for the future. Jolenta Rose Afanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In Gide Mayo Luti Division in the North Region, the military and civilians demonstrated their love for the fatherland and zeal for it to stay united in diversity as nearly 100 schools, training centers, and youth movements alongside political parties, defense, and security forces took part in the march past. Details with Julius Neba.
The crowd pulling May 20 celebration in Mayo Luti featured detachments from the BE and customs who were participating for the first time in the locality's military parade. They were followed by the gendarmerie, veterans and victims of war, the police, the penitentiary, and water and forest guards. Then came the turn of learners who swung their arms and legs in uniform to the rhythm of patriotic songs that they sung in unison to the top of their voices. Five political parties, including the CPDM, UNDP, FSNC, SDF, and MPCC, also proudly took part in the May 20 march past in Gide subdivision. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Mayo Luti.
In Kaeli, the 20th May celebration witnessed the attendance of administrative, municipal, and security authorities, as well as a delegation from the neighboring Republic of Chad. Faith Nguyen reports.
Three highlights marked the event, starting with the military parade. Chest puffed out, the soldiers, including the police, customs and prison administrators, goose-stepped to the rhythm of the drums to mark their engagement in serving. The patriotic ardor conveyed by primary pupils through their songs lifted the atmosphere the more as their seniors of secondary schools and universities followed the trail to also mark their commitment in contributing to the peace and prosperity of Cameroon. Women's associations, cultural movements and political parties like the CPDM, UNDP, MDR and ADP also answered present to the call of unity as workers who have rendered loyal services to the nation were distinguished with medals. Kaeli, Faith Nguyen, CRTV.
The 52nd National Day was celebrated in pomp and fanfare in the Puma subdivision of the littoral region with the military and civilians reaffirming their attachment to the fatherland. Cynthia Etim was in Puma and filed in this report.
The day's activities began with the arrival of the divisional officer who decorated 10 Cameroonians with National Day medals in recognition of their services to the country. Among them was the general manager of the Cameroon National Shippers Council, Auguste Mbappé Penda, who has been elevated to the rank of Grand Officer of the Order of Valor.
I'm very happy and I want to express all my gratitude to the head of state. This medal also challenged me to work very hard.
During the march past that followed, the elements of the National Gendarmerie and police officers, through their coordinated steps, reaffirmed their attachment to the state. Meanwhile, patriotic songs and gestures were conveyed by the civilians who filed past bearing messages of national unity and integration, which authorities attest is a reality in Puma. Nelson Yonkuma Gamsi is the DO of the Puma subdivision.
The inhabitants of Puma are receptive. National unity in Puma here is very, very effective.
Political parties like the Reformator Movement and the Cameroon People's Democratic Movement also magnify national unity. Cynthia Etim, CRTV News, Douala.
52nd edition of the Feast of National Unity. That was a special slot on the news.
CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station in Yaoundé. Violence in the school milieu continues to be a threat to the lives of both learners and teachers. In the Northwest region, the situation is aggravated by the ongoing conflict that has exposed the youth to violent tendencies. To fight against this social ill, a non-governmental organization based in Fundong Boyo Division, in partnership with the Northwest Regional Assembly, have schooled students on the dangers of the behavior. Karin Tosam reports from Bamenda.
Fundong subdivision is considered one of the most relatively secure parts of Boyo Division in the Northwest, where mainstream education has been sustained despite calls for school boycott operations in the division. However, fears of students being lured into violent behavior as a fallout of the conflict has motivated the founder of a local NGO called Wellness Awareness Center, Matilda Nten, to train students from some secondary schools in the area to desist from violent acts.
The workshop was more interactive, and our hope is that the prevalence of violence in Boyo Division in general and Fundong Subdivision in particular will be reduced.
Some of the students rejoice that they've gained knowledge and can now help in preaching the message of peace in their various neighborhoods.
Come to learn about many things that we do to our fellow members in the society, which friends them about. We don't see think or know that that's what happens to them.
The senior divisional officer for Boyo, Seydou Moussa, has cautioned members of the education community in the area to remain determined in their pursuit of knowledge. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In sports, Cameroon's under-18 handball team is pitted against the Republic of Congo at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex in the first match at the ongoing International Handball Federation Challenge Trophy that began this afternoon. In the competition's opener, Chad beat the Central African Republic 42-36. Nine under-18 and under-20 men's teams from five Central African countries are taking part in that competition. For details, we go down to the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, where Ben Collins Nyeberewo is on standby. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Teke Julius. Thanks for joining us here at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. The sports complex that is filled with plenty of excitement, actions from some handball teams from the Central African countries that have converged here for this International Handball Challenge Trophy. At the moment, it is the under-18 handball team of Cameroon and the under-18 handball team from the Republic of Congo that are tied at 10 goals on either side. Coach Samuel Dupont of the under-18 handball Lions of Cameroon and team promised before this encounter that they are going to do everything possible to begin the competition in grand style, that is, with a victory. If that is done, it is certainly going to boost the morale of the under-20 handball team of Cameroon that will also begin the competition in this International Handball Federation Challenge Trophy this evening. Their opening match is against Chad at 6 p.m. In the competition's opener this afternoon, the under-18 handball team of Chad came from behind to beat their counterpart from the Central African Republic 42-36 in an electrifying duel that kept fans of both countries on their feet. Organized by the International Handball Federation, the competition has brought together four under-18 teams and five under-20 teams from five Central African countries, which are the Democratic Republic of Congo, that just arrived in Yaoundé with only their under-20 handball team, the Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, Chad, and the host, Cameroon. The two competitions are being played in the championship format. The first two in each group will qualify for the finals, while the third and fourth will play the classification matches. Ben Collins, Nyaberiwo, reporting for the CRTV News from the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex.
In more sports news, 8 regional clubs, 5 Elite 2 clubs, and 7 Elite 1 teams have already qualified for the round of 16 of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. 12 round 13 fixtures are left to be played this week. Harrison Ashu has highlights of the outcome of the 20 matches that have been played so far.
Canon of Yaoundé, Colombe Sportif of Jan, Isosa of Limbe are the clubs who have registered the biggest wins so far in round 32 of the Cup of Cameroon. 11-time Cup of Cameroon winners Canon defeated talented Efe of Moyoka 5-0, while Colombe won Eding 3-0, the same result registered by Isosa of Limbe over Legend FC of Kumba. Regional league side Epavie of Obolova produced the first upset of the tournament when they knocked out Cotonspor of Garoua 11-10 in post-match penalty after they separated on a 1-1 draw in regular time. 7 other amateur clubs will go on to secure their tickets to the round of 16. Kaimang of Douala, Botafogo FC of Douala, Sinodef of Boya, Krimi of Garoua, Marwa FC, Union Sportive of Abongbang, and Sizo of Kribi. For the Elite 2 clubs who have already advanced to the next round, we have Isosa of Limbe, Pantel of Nde, Unisport of Bafang, and Jiko of Banjun. As for the 7 Elite 1 clubs who are still on the race, we have Canon of Yaoundé, Avion Union and Les Astres of Douala, Aigle Royal of the Menwa, current Elite 1 champions, Victoria United of Limbe, as well as Dynamo of Douala.
Thanks, Harrison Ashu. CRTV's afternoon edition was presented by TK Julius. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Carolie Laetitia Emin.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. Coopération Cameroun-Guinée équatoriale, le vice-ministre équato-guinéen de la Défense nationale, chef de la délégation, invité spécial du chef de l'État, à la 52e fête nationale a achevé ce matin une visite de courtoisie et de travail au ministère de la Défense. Le général de division Congo Ngono Tchama et le ministre Joseph Betty Assomo, entourés de leurs proches collaborateurs, ont fait le tour de la coopération bilatérale et des projections relatives à la sécurité des deux États. Le vice-ministre de la Défense a fait mention d'une célébration réussie de la 52e fête nationale à laquelle a pris part un détachement des forces armées de la République de Guinée équatoriale. Et cette 52e édition de la fête de l'unité, c'était hier, 20 mai. L'ensemble du territoire national était en fête avec des milliers de civils qui ont participé aux côtés des forces de défense et de sécurité à la grande parade de l'unité. Le point d'orgue de la célébration, c'était à Yaoundé où le chef de l'État, le président Paul Biya, a sacrifié au rituel en communion avec les citoyens, au boulevard du 20 mai en matinée, puis au palais de l'unité en soirée. L'expression, une fois encore, de l'attachement du président Paul Biya à son peuple et aux valeurs d'unité, de paix et de cohésion sociale qu'il faut à tout prix préserver. À l'étranger, en Iran, début de la procession funèbre pour le président. L'Iran entame à compter de ce mardi 5 jours de deuil avec une série de cérémonies dans différentes villes du pays. Mercredi à Téhéran, les fidèles pourront accompagner les dépouilles dépouille du président Ebrahim Raisi et des 7 autres personnes qui l'accompagnaient, parmi lesquelles le ministre des Affaires étrangères du pays. En rappel, l'hélicoptère du président iranien Ebrahim Raisi s'est écrasé dimanche dernier dans une région montagneuse du nord-ouest de l'Iran. En sport, handball, Yaoundé accueille le Challenge Trophy depuis ce matin. La compétition est réservée aux jeunes de 18 à 20 ans avec la participation du Congo, du Tchad et de la République centrafricaine, mais aussi du Cameroun, pays hôte. Placé sous l'égide de la Fédération internationale de handball, le Challenge Trophy vise à donner du temps de jeu à la future élite africaine de handball. Et c'est la fin du condensé des nouvelles en français. En vous remerciant de l'avoir suivi, je vous invite à nous rester fidèles sur la CIR TV. Madame, messieurs, bon après-midi.